You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, we have with us Trif Trivanov. He and his wife, Vanya, are working in Bulgaria. They're pastoring a church there, which they started. They've been ministering there. They're natives of Bulgaria. And today, they're going to talk to us about ways we can reach people with the gospel wherever we may find ourselves. Pastor Trif, it's so good to have you here with us, my friend.
Thank you for having me, sir.
I need to tell our listeners that you have, you and your wife have shown us great hospitality in our visit to Bulgaria. And if you ever get a chance to go to Bulgaria, they need to visit with Trif and Vanya because you guys know the best chocolate places, my friend. You guys are tops in that area.
It's our joy to have you here. Yeah. You guys could come. We will be more than happy to host you and to show you some beautiful parts of our country.
And we need to just let the listeners know you live right on the edge of the Black Sea. So it's truly a beautiful place. Now, Trif, there's not that many what we would call evangelical or Bible-believing Christians in Bulgaria, or especially where you live, are there? It's a different kind of setting.
Correct. There are about only 1% evangelicals in Bulgaria. About 75% of the population considers themselves Eastern Orthodox, but that's rather a nominal faith, part of their national identity. So they don't really consider themselves belonging to a church or being the body of Christ, or they haven't read the Bible. They don't even know sometimes what the triune God means and things like that.
So really, as a listener, I'm hearing they're biblically illiterate. A lot of people would say that's the same, you know, in the United States and Canada as well, but you mean really biblically illiterate. They really don't know a lot about concepts of God and the Bible. And it can also really hurt their career, many of them, if people know they're part of a evangelical, a Bible-believing church like the church that you pastor.
Yes. Historically, since Bulgaria adopted Christianity almost 12 centuries ago, many Bulgarians consider themselves, you know, grateful, thankful. They're thankful for their Christian heritage, and they consider all other, versions of Christianity a sect or a cult. So there is a lot of suspicion and animosity towards evangelicals, Protestant churches, not so much to Catholics, but that is part of the history. So we really need to be very creative in our work in order to present Christ to our compatriots, our people.
So culturally, the evangelical, Bible-believing Christianity, as we might call it, is not really part of the culture per se. And a lot of people would look at you as a cult, but yet when you go and visit your church on a Sunday, it's full of people. How is it that this has happened, that you have been able to reach the people in the city of Varna with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're willing to come out and to worship together, even though it's no advantage to them, you might say, socially or even economically, like in the jobs that they hold and so forth?
Mm-hmm. In our evangelism, we look at Jesus's example, and he showed the perfect unity of word spoken and word made flesh. We are telling our people that we need to be Jesus's feet and Jesus's hands in our community, in our cities and villages. So in other words, people are so distrustful and suspicious that they need not only to hear, they need to see the gospel. Yeah. That's why it takes a lot of patience, a lot of creative, you know, ways of reaching out to people. We try to do things that are practical, and we try to find ways how we can better serve our community so that they finally, you know, see that we are not so bad as propaganda yeah. says. And we just, you know, like them, natural people, but we are different with our strong faith. And so it takes sometimes years before someone to whom we have ministered, you know, they decide to come to church for the first time. And after they come to church for the first time, it takes even months before they come for a second time. So we really have to be patient. But of course, it is different with different people.
Uh-huh. But really, it's kind of a process, it sounds like. They learn something about the church, often through some of your practical helping, as you put it. They come, they visit the church, they see, and it looks like there's always someone that doesn't know Jesus who's come to visit the church. And then it's over a process of time of interacting with Christians and hearing the word that many of them finally come to become a believer.
Yes, we believe in friendship evangelism. Are there, we are available for people, for prayer, for help, for practical help, for anything that we could do for them. In the process, we see some people just use us or misuse us, but others stay. Yeah. And, you know, we know that after all, it is about their free will. We just present the gospel. We tell them the truth. And we, you know, we urge them to respond to it, but it's their own decision.
Yes. Now, some of the things that you're doing to in the community, let's talk a bit about that, some of this practical helping, if you will, which is really just serving the community that you're in. What have you done as a church that to help people know about you?
We encourage our people to use the gifts that God has given them for the growth of the body of Christ and for evangelism in our mission. So there are a few teachers in our church, and that's why we started with teaching English for beginners. So we've been doing that almost, I think, since the beginning, since we started 9 years ago. And last year, with the arrival of Ukrainian refugees, we decided that we can help them through teaching them Bulgarian language, especially those that want to stay in the country and start a job, start working somewhere. There are thousands of them here in Varna. So we just started our second language course, and we again have about 40 people who came last week. So language courses are one thing. Of course, we've tried so many other things. We have done book presentations, some little books that I had written when we were starting church, and we invited many non-Christian people. We've done free cardio checkups for elderly people, and through them we have also shared the gospel and invited them to church. We do movie discussions. We watch movies and then discuss them. Of course, many parties. We have also men's breakfasts where we study the Bible. And we invited also non-Christian men. And we have women's gatherings. Women are discussing different materials like true womanhood, lately, and before that, bread houses that Vani is doing. And these bread houses are already a great big success because Bulgarians love bread, and they not many young women know how to make bread these days. Mm. So through in the process of making bread, they also learn about the bread of heaven, Jesus Christ. And so these are, you know, pre-evangelistic events, more or less, where we have a common ground with people. We also do, we have a literature club where we discuss different books by Bulgarian authors, especially books that have been forbidden or banned in our communist past, and give a Christian perspective to the you know, the main ideas or thrust of the book. And that's how we attract, also invite non-Christian people.
And really, you're doing too many things to mention on a podcast, because you do something with, I think you call it the Pension Club, which is older people that come and get together. But it goes to what you said, first of all, the gifts of your people. And so you've got teachers. I'm sure the cardiac checks or healthcare professionals that you have in your church, the English club, you know, people that know English. So you're looking at the skills, the gifts of the people in your church, and figuring out a way to use those gifts to meet a practical need in the community. Is that a good synopsis?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we just, you know, in the beginning of each year, we come together, the leadership team, and we pray and we ask God for guidance as to how to better use our gifts. So each year there are new ideas, and since the situation is changing also, there are different needs that need to be met. So we are very thankful for the people in our church who have a heart for the gospel, and they understand that we should not stay within the walls of our church, but we should just go out and invite people. And that is the main difference between us and the Orthodox churches.
Mm-hmm. Is that you're out reaching a practical need. So one other thing I want to mention is that you are definitely out in your community. So you're out in your community serving, but out in the community as well. And so I'll mention to our listeners, we went, you'll remember, we went, I believe, from the square to the Black Sea and back. And you were able to see many people from the church, but also many people from the community who ask about some of these programs that you were doing. And so it looks like your people are really out in the community a lot.
Yes, I hope so. We try to encourage them, and we know that especially those who are new believers who come to us, it takes some time for them to realize the importance of evangelism and being more active. But we actually recently we have been very, very encouraged by the response new believers. They tell us many stories how they serve people to their needs. We have a 75-year-old guy who became a Christian a couple of years ago, and he started helping elderly people in his apartment block during the COVID crisis who couldn't or wouldn't go to the grocery store. So he would go for them. And that's how he would make friends with them, and he would invite them to church, give them gospels, leaflets about the church, etc. That's being very encouraging.
It is. Now, it doesn't always, it's not always received well, is it? If you're comfortable talking about some of the trouble you've had trying to get into the school, I think that would be helpful to our listeners as well, to understand that sometimes people don't receive, and that's just what we encounter from time to time. So how did it go when you went and presented to the school about doing, I believe, a religious class in the school?
Yeah, actually, it was a few years ago when we were doing one of our children's programs. It was supposed to take place in our church, not in the school. So we had the program already and the leaflets, and a team was coming from Welch College, a team of students to work with those kids. It was an English and music so-called project, where we were teaching children English, but also the Bible. Plus, we would give them some vocal lessons because we have some connections with local vocal children's groups, singing groups. And so this is one another way how we invite people. But when I presented the idea to a group of teachers, one of them started just shouting at me and calling me names and telling me, go away, we have our faith here, you are not welcome in Bulgaria, as if I am not Bulgarian. We are Eastern Orthodox. We don't need any sects or cults in our schools, etc. And then I believe a couple of days later, we got an email, a circular email that was sent by the local, the Bishop of Varna, the Eastern Orthodox Bishop. And in that email, he was telling all the schools in Varna and the region of Varna, not only in the city, that there is such and such person called Trif Trifonov who is going to schools and recruiting children for his sect. So watch out and don't let him, don't give him the floor, don't give him the opportunity to invite children. And we got that email only because one of the secretaries of one of the schools is an evangelical believer, and she saw it in the email box received to her school, so she forwarded it to me. Otherwise, we would not even know probably about it. But the same teacher just wrote an anonymous letter to the bishop saying, telling him about me, about us. Yeah. But that's not the first time we're seeing this. And we know that our brothers and sisters in the Middle East and in other places are really undergoing much worse persecution. This is nothing compared to what they are experiencing.
Yeah. But it is important to point out, even when we're doing something really service wise, that often the door gets shut. But you've kept on trying and you kept on working. And I believe there was one teacher that even noted that you all were the only people that tried to help them, and pointed that out at some point. And so it's almost like overcome evil with good in a way that you guys are doing there.
Yes, in the long run, actually, we had that project, and we had enough a big number of kids again from other schools. But unfortunately, because of such people who are ignorant and who are brainwashed by Eastern Orthodox propaganda, I'm afraid I need to use that term. Yeah. Many children are just don't have access to the Bible and to the truth about who Christ is and what he has done for them. That's how it is. So we just pray and we find open doors and go through them.
And yet the church continues to march on or continue to grow. People continue to be impacted by the gospel, and many people choose to follow him in spite of some of the challenges you have faced.
Correct. And we are very thankful to God for opportunity to use internet and to have internet influence over so many people in Bulgaria and abroad, Bulgarians who are living in other countries. Our website has been it's being hit all the time. There are many, many visits. So we believe that through the website, through our YouTube channel, we also make a change for God.
Mm-hmm. And that's also a place where someone can check out what you're doing before they really come to the church and make that kind of commitment. by learning.
Yes, we had many people who come and ask them, how did you know about us? They say, I read your website, and I usually they like to read what I wrote about myself. I have this little presentation there. I tell them what kind of books I like to read, and what foods I like to eat. And I think this is Bulgarians like food, so this is a good evangelistic tool for inviting people.
Using baklava for the Lord.
Yes, I have to add that.
Yes. Well, thank you, Trif. And I want to encourage our listeners to pray for you, to pray for our team in Bulgaria, and thank the Lord for the good work that you're doing. I also want to encourage our listeners to learn from you. So you're looking at the skill set, the gifts that your people have, and you're using those to reach people there in your community by serving practical needs. You're also, you just talked about, you use food a lot. I need to point out, there's a lot of eating at church, usually after and so forth. So you use food, you talk about food, you talk about books, you talk about movies where people are interested. And then your internet presence is something I think we all can learn from as well, because increasingly we're seeing that in other parts of the world. And I just applaud you for the good work you're doing, and thank you for what you're doing that we can learn from as well.
Thank you, Eddie. Praise God for all these opportunities for us. And thank you for praying for us.
Absolutely. Let's say a prayer and we'll close out, my friend. Father, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Bulgaria and really all throughout the world who are ministering in more difficult situations than I find myself in. Be with them. Thank you, Lord, for how you've used them so far. Help them, Lord, as they serve and they try to reach their community with the gospel. Be with them and bless them and help us to learn from them. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, my friend, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to see you again and to talk to you.
We want to thank all our listeners for joining us. Please take the podcast, like it, review it if you can, share it with someone who might benefit from it. Remember, every little bit counts, and we truly are better when we work together for the gospel of Jesus Christ.